all the runs look. Came out of the you know the three wide set, the 11 personnel. Mm-hmm. No concerns there, though.
That's usually the hardest way to run the ball against us. You know, most people don't try to run it out of 11, and they try to get it to 13 or 12 to run the ball. It was just for us, it was just a lot. They're going to jet motion. You got guys running all over the place, and so. Sometimes that'll put, your eyes in the wrong spot, and next thing you know, the ball's gashing. Like I said, it's really good running back. It's the best back we've seen all year. So he kind of made us pay for every little mistake that we made. So it's definitely something we got to get corrected.
How do you think Foles looked today in his first practice as a starter, I guess?
I mean, he looked the same. He looks every practice. It's not his first practice. He's a veteran. You know, he practices every day. None out of usual. He's anxious to get back out there. I know they're trying to limit him and ease him back in. I think they had to pull him out of a couple of those team periods a few times just because I think they got him on the snap count. I'm not even sure he was supposed to take reps today, but he's anxious to get back out there and compete. So obviously we're all watching that development, hoping that he gets back up to speed as soon as possible.
Were you kind of glad to see him out there practicing? I mean, because it was obviously a question, he might miss the whole year and everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough spot for him to be in. I know he's frustrated with the team having the success that we are. I know he wants to be a part of that, and has been wanting to get out there for a while. So to see him get back out there, and this is the first time we've seen him in a uniform, I think it's just more so good for him, good for his spirits, and hopefully, like I said, he can keep developing and see where that goes.
Do you kind of see it as a win-win, though? I mean, because at the very least, he'll get three. I mean, if he's not activated, he'll get 3 weeks of practicing, and that can kind of help him go into
it. At this point, anything you can get, is a bonus. He missed all of training camp, missed all the OTAs, and so really these are his first chances to get, time on task when it talks about our defense. So. As much experience we can get him, whether it's in practice, in a game, wherever it is going to be important for his development.
What has he been like behind the scenes?
Sydney?
Yeah.
he's a rookie, trying to stay engaged when he's not on the tape. And so we've been kind of, not necessarily hard on him, but we've been trying to make sure that he has something to do. And we'll ask him questions in the meeting. We're giving him things to report on. Things that he needs to study just to keep him, into it. It's tough to stay engaged when you're, on the team and you're a rookie. It's just a long year. So I can only imagine kind of what he's going through in his mind, not being able to be out there, but still wanting to contribute. So I think it's good for him to get back out there on the field.
What would your reaction be if the Eagles decided to sign Kaepernick?
I wouldn't have a reaction. I mean, I know that whatever we do, we're trying to win games. I would assume that they would do that with the mindset that we're trying to win some games.
Why is this locker room so confident in Nick?
I mean, I think we've seen Nick in an Eagles uniform before, and the last time we saw him, he played really well. He's a veteran. We see him every day, man. He knows the offense. He's an efficient guy. I think we're confident in the rest of the team, that nobody has to do anything to compensate for Nick at quarterback. Everybody can, be their best selves, and that's enough for us to win. And we feel really confident in having that ability. So, for us, it's next man up, and we keep moving.
Talking with guys, it doesn't seem like there's been any change in the mood in the locker room since Carson went down.
No, I mean, the biggest thing is, we're hurting and we're disappointed for Carson, because we know what this game means to him. We know how much he puts into it, the kind of year he was having. But as far as the team, it's no different for us. Obviously Nick, is no Carson, and they have a different skill set. But like I said, I don't think anybody's looking at, this next game or the game after that and saying, like, oh, I gotta play harder or do more to compensate for Nick. We know we can plug Nick in. He's going to be an efficient quarterback. He's going to make good decisions. He's going to run our offense. And everybody else just do their jobs.
I think they're very passionate.